friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Teen wasn't excited about senior prom night until his 92-year-old date changed all that. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. In this heartwarming story, a teen brings his great-grandma to his senior prom night, and the two of them are the stars of the night. "We brought tears to many people's eyes," said Dakota Woolen, a high school senior from Watford City, North Dakota. At the suggestion of his father, Dakota made the choice to ask Madeline Miller, his 92-year-old great-grandma, to his senior prom. And the way that he asked her was so sweet. "I have this old truck she gave me. It's a 1985 Ford she handed down to me, and I got it running again. So I took that truck and made a sign," Dakota explained. The sign read, "Can I take you to prom in this old truck?" "I was just wondering why he would want a 92-year-old going to prom with him when there are so many young girls in the school," his great-grandmother said. "If she would have said no, I wouldn't have gone. So thanks to her, I got to make a memory for my last prom and her first prom," shared Dakota. Madeline Miller had never been to prom before because she only made it through a year and a half of high school. When she was a teenager, her father got sick, and she had to drop out of school to help him on their farm. But being able to go to prom with her great-grandson was such a special moment. "Walking beside my great-grandson, listening to this music as we walked and people clapping and hollering, I couldn't believe I was out there," said Madeline. "We walked out on the floor and everyone just went wild," Dakota recalled. What a wonderful night for these two, and a sweet memory together they will always cherish. Two brothers jumped into action after their school bus driver collapsed. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Would your child know what to do in an emergency if their bus driver collapsed on the way to school? In this heroic short story, two brothers jumped into action after their school bus driver collapsed. On a seemingly routine Monday morning, a bus full of bright-eyed kids was en route to school along with Connor and Seamus Collins that was being driven by 77-year-old Arthur McDougall when they both heard him fall to the floor of the bus before it began swerving all over the road. "I didn't see him fall. I heard him hit the ground, and then the bus started veering to the right into the ditch," Connor recalled moments before panic set in. After Connor and his brother Seamus were alerted to the emergency situation, Connor realized he needed to jump into action. Otherwise, the bus filled with students was in danger of getting hurt. Connor knew that no matter what happened, he needed to get the bus to stop moving. "I got up and pressed on the brake and told my little brother to call 911, he said. After the bus driver collapsed, Seamus realized he needed to keep his fellow classmates calm and in their seats. He said, "I was trying to keep everyone calm, tell everyone it was going to be okay. The police are on their way. I gave one of the other students a hug because he was crying and freaking out because he's never been in a situation like this. Most of them haven't." Thanks to the courageous efforts of these two young men, they managed to save the lives of everyone on the bus. Had it not been for the quick thinking and actions of these two brothers, the bus could have veered off the road. The bus could have hit another vehicle in oncoming traffic, or perhaps something worse could have happened. We thank God for his calming peace and wisdom as he surrounded this bus with his safety and protection. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.